Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In mid-July, the University of Texas Investment Management Co., called UTIMCO, decided to invest $500 million into gold, which is nearly 3% of the university's $22.3 billion investment fund. Reporters at the Houston Chronicle investigated why such an investment decision was made. Although a growing number of individuals and institutions are adding precious metals to their portfolios as a counterbalance to the risk of loss from other investment categories, there are still very few in the U.S. who have actually gone ahead and bought gold or silver. The Houston Chronicle published their findings earlier this month. The report is one of the few instances where I've seen the mainstream media honestly lay out the case for owning gold and silver. UTIMCO's chief executive officer, Bruce Zimmerman, mentioned fiscal and monetary stimulus programs as being a potential source of inflation, where gold would typically do well and bonds and possibly even stocks could lose value. By the way, the public is so leery of inflation that the government has changed the terminology. Whenever you hear the phrase quantitative easing, and you've heard politicians mentioning that policy a lot in the last few weeks, simply replace the term with inflation. The Chronicle article also discussed the U.S. debt crisis. It has grown so much that the total American debt is up to 85% of gross domestic product, near the level where it would hold back any economic recovery. By owning gold, the University of Texas Investment Fund hedges against the risk of a loss of confidence in the U.S. dollar and the ability of Americans to repay debts. In other words, this fund is hedging against a possible U.S. meltdown. Part of the problem is the aging of baby boomers and the resulting impact on health care costs. According to a June report from the Congressional Budget Office, both the mandated expenditures of the Social Security program and the new health care bill enacted this past March will consume more than 100% of federal tax collections within 25 years. President Obama has appointed a debt commission to study the problems. Erskine Bowles, who served as chief of staff for former President Clinton and as co-chair of the debt commission, stated, "This debt is like a cancer. It is truly going to destroy the country from within." The article also quoted a recent statement by former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan, who said, "Unless we start to come to grips with a long-term outlook, we are going to have major problems. I think we misunderstand the momentum of this deficit going forward." Precious metals give balance to your investments. They act like insurance, where they tend to thrive when the U.S. dollar, stocks, and bonds are falling. They also serve as effective hedges against rising inflation. In a nutshell, the reasons why the University of Texas Investment Fund has invested $500 million in gold are the exact same reasons why you should own some gold and silver. That's it for this week. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.